bijana balaba giribadidari. Jatsan nandana pyajajana ranjana Jatsan nandana pyajajana ranjana Jatsan nandana pyajajana ranjana Jasoda Nandana Pajajana Ranjana Jamuna Chiravana Chadi Jamuna Chiravana Chari Jaya Ram Hamadhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Ram Hamadhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Happy Christmas, Kisa Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Padivajakacharya Nasta Tarajadashi Shima. His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Pandavacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Patita Pavana Savior of the Fallen Souls Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnu Pan Paramahamsa Padivajakacharya Asta Tarajadashi Shimad. He is Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Chanja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Vadam Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glory to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane, Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaudavani Pracharine, Nyavishesha Shunyabadi Paschichadesha Tadine. So, today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter number 11, text number 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na yavat etat mana atma lingam samsara tapa avapanam Janasya Yat Shoka Moha Amaya Raga Lobha Vaira Anubandham Mamatam Vidate Nayavade Tan Mana Atma Lingam Samsarata pavapanam janasya Yashchoka moha maya raga lobha Vairanu bandhaṁ mamataṁ virate Nayavare tan mana atma lingam Sangsarata pavapanam janasya Yashchoka moha maya raga lobha Vairanu bandhaṁ mamataṁ vidate Vairandu bandhaṁ mamataṁ vidatte Nayavade tan mana atma lingam Sangsaratapapanam janasya Yachoka Mahamaya Ragalobha Anubantang Mamatam Vidate Abare Tan Mana Atma Dengam Sangsara Tapa Vapanam Janasya Yachoka Mahamaya Ragalobha Vairanu Bandang Mamatam Vidate. Ladies, Nayavare Tan Mana Atma Lingam Sangsara Tapa Vapanam Janasya Yashoka Mahamaya Ragalobha Vairanu Bandhang Mamatam Vidate Yavare Tanmana Atma Lingam Samsara Tapa Vapanam Janasya Shoka Mohamaya Ragalobha Vairanu Bandhang Mamatam Vidate Na Not Yavat As long as Etat This Mana Mind Atmalingam Existing as the false designation of the soul Sangsaratapa Of the miseries of this material world. Alavapanam, the growing ground. Janasya, of the living being. Yat, which, shoka, of lamentation. Moha, of illusion. Amaya, of disease, raga, of attachment, lobha, of greed, vaira, of enmity, anubandham, the consequence, mamatam, the sense of ownership, vidate, gives. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace.
Srila Prabhupada.
The soul's designation, the mind, is the cause of all tribulations in the material world. As long as this fact is unknown to the conditioned living entity, he has to accept the miserable condition of the material body and wander within this universe in different positions. Because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity, it creates bondage and a false sense of intimacy within this material world. Purport. The mind is the cause of both material bondage and liberation. The impure mind thinks, I am this body. The pure mind knows that he is not the material body. Therefore, the mind is considered to be the root of all material designations. Until the living entity is aloof from the association and contaminations of this material world, the mind will be absorbed in such material things as birth, death, disease, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity. In this way, The living entity is conditioned, and he suffers material miseries. Vandeha. Shri Guru, Shri Jata Bada Kamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadvaita Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. The mind, it will make you or break you, depending on how you engage it. There are two types of living beings. There are the Goswamis and there are the Godasas. The Goswamis are those who have conquered their mind. They keep their mind always fixed in Krishna consciousness. The Godasas have minds like crazy monkeys. They go running here and there and stealing everything they can. So do you want to have a Goswami mind or do you want to have a monkey mind? You see, it's your choice. You can have a Goswami mind or you can have a monkey mind. If you have a Goswami mind, one that is fixed in Krishna, then you will not be pinched by the material energy. The material miseries, they will not touch you. They may touch your body, but you won't identify with it. You'll just see your body, oh, it is something out there in the material energy. That's all. It has nothing to do with me. So this consciousness, you see, this is called liberation. When by proper engagement of your mind, you are no longer misidentified with your material body. It's not difficult to master your mind. All you have to do is keep it fixed on Krishna. But the difficulty is we let our minds go away from Krishna. And then we are just like fish out of water. Our mother, she has given a very nice verse. You know our mother, Radharani. Our mother, Radharani, she has given a very nice verse about the mind. Mana mora vamadina jalavina yenamina Krishna vina chani marayaya madhuryahasha varane mana netrayasayane Krishna trishnad viguna vadaya. You know the translation? Anyone? I will give you the translation. Radharani says, when my impoverished mind does not think about Krishna, then I die immediately, just like a fish out of the water. But when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face, my mind and my eyes are so pleased that my Krishna Trishna, my thirst for Krishna, immediately doubles. So, my dear devotees, it is not difficult to keep the mind properly situated. You simply have to always keep Krishna there. That's it. Krishna is more attractive than Maya. But sometimes in a state of delusion, we think that Maya is more attractive than Krishna. But that's impossible. Maya cannot be more attractive than Krishna because Maya is an energy of Krishna. Whatever attractive potency is there in Maya is actually Krishna's potency. So it's absolutely impossible that Maya can be more attractive than Krishna. So how do we get out of this deluded state where we're thinking that Maya is more attractive than Krishna? That is called sadhana bhakti. If you're in a diseased state, you have to go to the doctor. He gives you medicine, he gives you diet. You have to follow his instructions. And then by following the doctor, you come back to your natural healthy state, isn't it? So who is our great doctor? Actually, we have a whole line of doctors, you see. Prabhupada is there, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod, so many great doctors are there, doctors of the soul. So, our Srila Prabhupada, he has given the formula coming from the great doctor named Rupa Goswami on how to cure the soul from this madness of monkey mind, how to bring it to fixity in Krishna consciousness. What do you do? How do you get cured? There are 64 items. If you look in our wonderful book written by Srila Prabhupada, The Nectar of Devotion, you will find that there are 64 items that if you follow these, you'll become fixed in Krishna consciousness. Of these 64, the most important are the first 10. They are listed in order of importance. So let's take a look at the first 10 and see what they are. The first thing is, you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That's the first thing you have to do. Second thing, this is chapter 6 of the Nectar Devotion, if you want to check it, you know, reread it on your own. Chapter 6 of the Nectar Devotion. The first thing is you have to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master. Second thing is you got to get initiated. The third thing, well, what does it mean you're initiated? You can do whatever damn thing you want, or you have to obey your spiritual master. The third step is you obey your spiritual master. Otherwise, what's the good of your initiation? It's just superficial. You have to obey your spiritual master. That's the third item. The fourth item is you follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas under the guidance of your spiritual master. In other words, your spiritual master is not some standalone entity. He's not a self-made guru.
He's a representative of a tradition. So your spiritual master will engage you in serving his spiritual master's instructions, you see. Just like I have many disciples around the world, I engage them in following Prabhupada's instructions, you see. That's so. I simply connect them with Srila Prabhupada's instructions. I was personally trained by Srila Prabhupada, and I train my disciples how to follow Prabhupada. That's so. Simple thing. So that's the fourth item. You follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas under the instruction of your spiritual master. And then, well, what if you're confused and you don't know what you're doing? Well, you ask questions. That's the next item. You inquire from the spiritual master. That's the fifth item. The sixth item is you be prepared to give up anything you would not like to give up and accept something you would not like to accept. You know, I really like sleeping late in the morning, but, well, I have a guru now. I have to get up. By 4 o'clock, I have to be up. Well, actually, here, a little earlier, 3:30, so I can be at Prabhupada Samadhi. Let's see. I didn't want to. I like sleeping late, but now I have to get up early in the morning because I have a spiritual master, and he told me I have to get up. So I get up to please my spiritual master, you see. That's the sixth item. The seventh item is deal with the material world only insofar as is necessary and not more than that. Just like I may be a house sorter, I have to go to work. But you don't get over-absorbed. Whatever absorption you need in the material society to make things go, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, you do that, but not beyond them, you see. The seventh item. The eighth item is you reside in a holy place like Vrindavan, Ki Jai. Here we are in Vrindavan. We're following number eight. If we're not doing anything else, at least we're following number eight. We're here in Vrindavan. Or Dwarka, it says. Now what if you can't live in Vrindavan or Dwarka? You have to live in Delhi or Mumbai or New York City. What are you supposed to do then? Well, if you can live in the ISKCON temple, that's as good as Vrindavan. But what if you're not a brahmachari or a sannyasi and you can't really live in the temple? What are you supposed to do then? Well, you got to make your house as good as Vrindavan. By making Krishna the center of your home, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. He said, now I go to work to support Krishna's household. You see? You make your home an ashrama. If your house, my dear householder, is not an ashram, then you are a grihamedi. You're living in a dark well. You have to make your house an ashrama. A place where Krishna is the center, you see. That's the eighth item. The ninth item is observe Ekadasi. No grains and no beans. Prabhupada told us in Dallas that actually the real meaning of Ekadasi is no eating, is total fasting, nirjal, not taking any water, no sleeping. Every Ekadasi actually is nirjal. Whoa. But you know how Prabhupada, you know what he introduced to us? In the early days of ISKCON, Ekadasi meant a feast day. Prabhupada was so kind, he understood us Westerners, we're not used to fasting. Ekadasi was a feast. We had a feast on every Ekadasi. No grains and no beans. That was the thing. Every Ekadasi was a feast day. Ki jai. So Prabhupada, of course, and this nirjal in ISKCON was not even introduced when Prabhupada was on the planet. I think it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj introduced it after Prabhupada left. So now a lot of us enjoy doing nirjal. It's actually fun once you get into it. You know, once a year do nirjal. But it's not necessary. You don't have to do it. The only mandatory thing for Ekadasi is no grains and no beans. So that's number nine. And number ten is to worship the Tulsi tree or the banyan tree. Banyan is a little impractical to bring a banyan tree into the temple room for the morning program. Of course, if you had one growing in the courtyard, it'd be another thing. Actually, in Miami temple, we did have banyan trees in the yard. But still, we worship Tulsi. Even when Prabhupada came to Miami, he didn't tell us to worship the banyan trees. Although I asked Prabhupada how to worship the banyan tree, and he said, you know, some flowers, some incense, some flower. But actually, for us, that injunction is worship the Tulsi tree. Now, out of all these 10 items, there are three that are of the topmost importance. The first three are the most essential. If you can do the first three perfectly, you'll be in good shape. Now, I see here somebody's, there's a camera here. I notice this camera has three legs. It's a tripod, you see. The camera is standing on a tripod. Now, if you took out one leg, what would happen? It would fall over, wouldn't it? Two legs is not enough. Or one leg, it would fall over, even it would also fall over. You see. So, to be solidly situated, three legs are important. So, there are three legs of bhakti. If you cover these three legs perfectly well, you're solid in bhakti. That's the first three items. Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master, and obey the bona fide spiritual master. If you cover those three things, Prabhu, you're in good shape. You cover those three things, Mataji, you are Pakka Vaishnava. You're properly situated. Take shelter of Guru, get initiated by Guru, and obey the spiritual master. If you do these things, you will become a true Goswami. I don't care if you're a Brahmachari, Brahmacharini, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. If you follow these three things, if you sincerely, strictly do these three things, you are a Goswami. And you can spread this movement all over the world. You will have, Krishna will empower you to spread this movement all over the world and make thousands of disciples for Srila Prabhupada's movement. He will empower you, you see. So, it's really worth it, you know. The austerities we go through to conquer our mind, they're worth it. You know, yato, nishchalati manaschantalamashtadam tatastato nayam yaitadatmanyevu shamniya. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. That's worth it. But I'll give you a hint. If you're kind of tired of battling it out with your mind day in and day out, there's another way to approach this whole thing. You see, here I am. It's like, you know, like were you ever a babysitter for a naughty child? It's really heavy to be a babysitter for a naughty kid. So that's one approach, you know. Your mind is the naughty kid and you're the babysitter, you see. But there's a better way to do this, actually. There's a better way to go about advancing in Krishna consciousness than to be a babysitter for a naughty kid. And that comes, again, from our Rupa Goswami. I keep falling back on Rupa Goswami's instructions. Such an amazing, powerful acharya. We are all called Rupanugas. Did you know that? We are Rupanugas, followers in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So Rupa Goswami has given another very poignant instruction. And this will give you a key of how to conquer your mind in a much easier way than being a babysitter for a naughty kid. And here's how you do it. Here's the technique. I'll give you the Sanskrit first of all. Tunde tandabati viting vitinatayatali vandiye karna krodha kadamani gataya te kunarmade braspeham cheta pangana sangani vitayate savindriyanam kritim no jane janita kriyan viramitae krishneti varnadvai. You know, this verse is so important and so powerful. Prabhupada told George Harrison, the Beatle, to make a song out of this mantra and popularize it. That's how important Prabhupada thought this verse was. Now, I don't think George ever did that. But this, the very, very, specifically at Bhaktivedanta Manor in the UK, told George to make a song out of this mantra. So anyway, here's the translation. I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, Krishna is literally dancing on my tongue, gushing out so many oceans of nectar that my teeny weeny little mouth, it just can't capture hardly any of that nectar. Therefore, may I have millions of mouths so I can at least get a little bit more of that nectar oozing out of Krishna. And when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, there's so much nectar exploding out of Krishna that I need billions and trillions of ears to capture that nectar. And then when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, my mind is totally subdued and I'm stunned, I'm paralyzed, I'm frozen in a state of transcendental bliss, swimming in an unlimited ocean of nectar. So does Rupa Goswami have to battle it out with his mind? Nope. If you follow the technique of Rupa Goswami, you won't be battling it out with your mind. You'll be swimming in an ocean of nectar. You see? Swimming deeper and deeper into the sublime nectarian mellows of the Namamrita Sindhu, the nectarian ocean of the name, going deeper, 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 deeper. You may say, well, how does that work? How can the name have all this nectar? I mean, it's just two syllables, right? Wrong. Nama Avatar. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who is poetically described by Lord Brahma in the Brahma Samhita, Anganni yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti kalayanti charam jaganti ananda chinmaya sadurjvila vigrahasya govindam adi purusham tam maham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself, the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. That person who from any one of his limbs is manifesting all the universes is fully, totally, 100%, absolutely, fully present in the two syllables, Krishna, and you can associate with him directly. Wow. You see? All I can say is, wow. Krishna, you're so kind. You have fully made yourself present. I can directly contact you and associate with you intimately right here, right now, whether I'm in Vrindavan, Delhi, Timbuktu, I don't care where it is, you are fully present. Krishna. So we just have to remember, this is not some chore I have to get over with. You know, Hare Krishna, Krishna, finished. This is God Himself. He has so kindly come to bless me with His association. You see? That we have to remember. And if you remember that, when there's a kirtan, you will just swim in the ocean of nectar. When there's japa, you will just swim in the ocean of japa. Deeper, 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 deeper. We see in California and Hawaii, the boys like to surf. They get the surfboards, they like to ride the waves. Well, you can surf on a much better ocean. You can surf on the ocean of the name and ride that wave back to home, back to Godhead. Just get on the ultimate wave of Krishna's name and ride that wave of Krishna Nam all the way back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, really, conquering the mind, as we say in America, it's just a piece of cake. If you remember that Krishna, if you keep it firmly fixed, if you have firm faith and conviction that Krishna is His name, then there's no trouble conquering the mind. But if you try to be like a yogi, mechanically controlling your mind, I will be a powerful controller of my mind. You see, I won't think of women. Those women, they're just nonsense. I won't think of any women. You see, I won't. All these, if you try to be like a yogi, you'll have great difficulty. You try to mechanically control your mind. You have to simply fall in love with Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. That's all. Simple thing. Fall in love with Krishna. Fall madly, head over heels in love with Krishna. How kind is Krishna? Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantam ritschati. Krishna is so kind. He's so kind. Suhridam sarva bhutanam. Let me take advantage of His kindness and His mercy and make the chanting of His name the whole purpose of my life is simply absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So are there any questions? If anybody has paper, that's easy because I'm a bit deaf. And if you write your question on a piece of paper, it makes it 10 times easier. Everyone's going, huh, 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 huh. But I can try it to do it. I can have actually somebody whisper in my ear. Any questions? Let's see, here's a question. Anybody have a question? There we go. If you want to ask a question, I have some disciples here with pen and paper they'll give you. You can write it down. Is there any difference between Krishna Prema and Krishna Himself? Of course there's a difference. Krishna Prema is what you offer to Krishna, your love. It's not that Krishna is love itself. Of course everything is Krishna, but Krishna is the source of love. Krishna Prema is actually a gift which Krishna gives to you when He sees that you will not abuse it. Because when you, one who possesses Krishna Prema, they control Krishna. Krishna becomes their property. He becomes under their control. So Krishna Prema is not awarded very easily. Krishna has to see that you don't have anything hidden up your kirta. Any other ulterior motives, you're approaching Him purely in the mood of service. I really want to serve you and love you. Whatever you want, my dear Lord, I'm yours. If you want me to be a rock, I'll do that. Want me to be a gopi, I'll do that. Want me to be a cowherd boy, or whatever you want me to do, my Lord. You want me to stay in the material world forever and preach, I'll do that. Doesn't matter, my Lord. Whatever you want me to do, I'm your surrendered servant, completely surrendered unto you. You see, that qualifies you to receive the gift known as Krishna Prema. And when you possess Krishna Prema, you possess Krishna also. It's a package deal. They're two separate things, but it actually comes in a package, because when you get Krishna Prema, you get Krishna also. When you love Him purely, He gives Himself to you. You said Krishna is present within His form.
Yes.
How do we make this understandable to impersonalists? Impersonalists cannot understand. How you can make an impersonalist understand? It's very, very difficult. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi hoi aparadhi. They're offenders. Mayavadi basha shini lai hoi sarvanash, it is also stated. Anybody who takes this in personal understanding, they are doomed. They are finished. It is possible, though. I mean, I was an impersonalist, and I became a devotee. How did it happen? Well, Bishadam is there. Actually, I like the kirtan. But the trouble is, I read all these impersonalist books that told me I was Krishna. Actually, you may be surprised to hear, but when I first went to the temple, the first temple in ISKCON was 26 2nd Avenue in New York City. The second temple was 518 Frederick in San Francisco. So I went to that second temple, 518, as a long-haired hippie, you know, with a beard and long hair, the whole thing. And I didn't know that Prabhupada wanted us to be clean-shaved at that time, so I had a beard. So anyway, I was chanting Hare. I liked the mantra. A friend of mine had turned me onto the mantra. That mantra was pretty cool. I mean, I really liked it. I felt like the mantra was, even though I was impersonalist, the mantra for me was like a magic carpet ride. You know, you go on this magic carpet ride, take off into higher dimensions. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, at the same time, I thought I was Krishna. You see, a little confused, you can see. So I went to the temple, and I was chanting Hare Krishna in the temple room. Some Brahmacharini comes up to me and says, "Oh, you're chanting Hare Krishna so nicely." And I was thinking, oh, if she only knew that I am Krishna, ha ha ha. So, you know, it is possible for impersonalists to become devotees. I mean, I'm an example of that. It took a while, though. I first started chanting in the fall of 68. It took me all the way to the spring of 71 before I actually surrendered to Prabhupada. So it can take a while for impersonalists. But if they... See, there's two types of people who take to impersonal understanding. There's Brahmanandis and Mayavadis. A Brahmanandi, there's some hope, because he thinks it's all one, but he's not inimical of that. That's all that... doesn't have this enmity against Krishna. A hardcore Mayavadi says Krishna's form is Maya, you see. I never had that philosophy. I just thought it was all one. I never hated the form of Krishna. Actually, I admire the form of Krishna. I had a beautiful poster of Radha Krishna. I made an altar in my apartment. I like the form of Krishna. So impersonalists can be Brahmanandis or they can be Mayavadis. A Mayavadi hates the form of Krishna. He doesn't want to see it. Why do I come to the temple? Krishna is everywhere. You see, God is everywhere. I'm God, you're God, we're all God. So an impersonalist may not be a Mayavadi. He may just that he's on all these hurts so far as the impersonal understanding, but when he hears the Vaishnava understanding, he goes, wow, that sounds pretty good. So an impersonalist, give him prasadam, give him kirtan, give him your kindness, defeat him philosophically, his arguments. You have to completely defeat him philosophically. You have to know how to defeat these impersonalistic arguments. You see, study Prabhupada's books, defeat him philosophically, fill him up with prasadam, and engage him in kirtan, and he'll become a devotee in due course. I'm proof, living proof of that. Can we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, instead of the Maha Mantra? Now, wait a minute. We do chant Krishna Krishna in the Maha Mantra, don't we? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, you are chanting Krishna Krishna. Now, someone may say, but just pure Krishna Krishna. You know, Krishna 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 Krishna. Can I just do that? Is that okay? Well, it's potent, but it's not as potent as chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Why? Because this is coming from the Acharyas. This is coming from the Vedas. The Kali Santarana Upanishad clearly states the most powerful, potent way to become self-realized in this age of Kali is to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if you want to... You'll get benefit by chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna When you chant Hare Krishna, whose mercy are you getting first? Srimati Radharani's mercy. And you know what Prabhupada told us in London about Srimati Radharani? This is a very nice point he made at Radhastami in London. He said, pray like this to Radharani. My dear mother, please tell about me to your Krishna. Prabhupada said, when you do that, then Radharani will say, oh Krishna, just see this devotee here. He is a better devotee than me. What do you think Krishna will do when he hears that? Radharani is introducing someone better than her. Let's see who is this devotee, better than Radharani. You see, this is the mercy. If you approach Radharani, she will get you in with Krishna immediately. She has the inside connection with Krishna like nobody else. You better believe it. Radharani has the inside connection with Krishna like nobody else in all of existence. And if you get Radharani on your side, you're in, Prabhu. You're in, Mataji. Just get Radharani on your side. So, how do you do that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, any other questions? In Vrindavan, devotees are supposed to live without any designation. They should simply serve here. Why are they so much attached to their designations? What about you? Who asked this question? Are you free from your designations? Let he who is without... There was a pastime in Lord Jesus' Leela. They wanted to stone some woman who had fallen down and had some... Maybe she had any illicit sex. They wanted to stone her to death. So Christ said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And everybody dropped their stones and walked away. You see? So I can say, yeah, these devotees of Vrindavan, they're attached to designation. What about you, Prabhu? Have you given up your designations? Sarvapadiva nirmuktam tatparadena nirmalam rishikesha rishikena sevanam bhakti ruchate. You see, don't be so proud as to come. All these devotees here in Vrindavan, they have, of course, I'm a pure devotee. They all have their designation. What is this nonsense attitude? Look at your own designations. How caught up you are in designations. You see, you want other devotees to give up designations? All right, well, let's face it. We're all contaminated. I think I'm a male, you're thinking you're a female, I'm thinking American, Indian, we're all caught up with designations, you see. I'm thinking, yes, I'm this or that. We're all caught up with it, let's face it. You see. So if you want to be an influence to inspire other devotees to give up their designations, you be free from designation. You be an example of someone who doesn't identify with designations, you see. Simply Gopi Bharatu Pada Kamalayar Dasa Dasa Nudasa. You embrace this principle. And then others will be inspired by you to also embrace that principle. This approach is not very nice, this question. It shows an attitude which is not proper. Okay, next question. The devotees must come to the temple to see Krishna, or they shall see Krishna everywhere. Well, it depends on what level you are. If you're an Uttam Adhikari, you can see Krishna everywhere at every minute. If you haven't reached the Uttama stage yet, you better come to the temple, and I'll give you a tip. The Uttamas still come to the temple to set an example for us fallen neophytes who can't see Krishna everywhere. Someone who says, I am Uttama, I don't come to the temple, you are Sahaj, Prabhu. You are Sahaj. You're a rascal. Or should we try to practice to see Krishna everywhere? If we follow the items given by Rupa Goswami, I guarantee you that day will come when you will see Krishna. Actually, in this connection, I was very fortunate. I received a specific order from Srila Prabhupada. He said, now you become qualified to see Krishna face to face. I'm so appreciative that Prabhupada told me that, because I now know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to qualify myself to see Krishna face to face. How to do that? You gotta get free of all the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the envy. Well, I'm working on it. I know I'm getting closer every day. Actually, Krishna is already there, but he's just out of focus. Because I'm so contaminated. He's out of focus. I'm sure he's there right now, but my eyes are so out of focus. By the lust, anger, greed is completely put. My eyes are blurred by my material contamination. But as that contamination goes away gradually, the blur will go away and Krishna will come into focus and I will see Krishna. I know that day is coming, and sooner the better. I'm looking forward to it. How a practitioner should take inspiration from the vani of the spiritual master when physical association is not available in physical proximity. The order of the spiritual master, vani seva, is the pride and joy of the disciple. That, just like Prabhupada gave us an instruction, we have to make the whole world Krishna conscious. I've taken that order as my life and soul. My whole life is dedicated to awakening the Krishna consciousness of the people on this planet. So if you dedicate yourself to the order of the spiritual master, you will feel the presence of your spiritual master with you at every minute. How a devotee should overcome the weeds of material desires, namely name, fame, post, position, glory, etc. It's interesting in this connection, the word glory was mentioned. You know what Prabhupada said about this, becoming glorious? You may be surprised to hear this. Prabhupada said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you become glorious? Just think about it for a minute. Now, what do we say in Sanskrit language? Palena parichyate, isn't it? You judge a tree by the fruit it produces. So, if somebody only under impression of Srila Prabhupada was you being his follower, what sort of impression would they have? Oh my God, my God, if I was the criterion which people understood Prabhupada, what is Prabhupada, I'd be very embarrassed because I'm so fallen, I'm so lusty, I'm so angry, I'm so greedy, so lazy, I'm so crazy, I'm so envious. If the world were to judge Prabhupada on the basis of me, it would be an embarrassment. It'd be a horrible thing. Well, the point is this. If we become glorious, if we become pure devotees, you see, each one of us has to become a pure devotee, you see. That's the best glorification of Srila Prabhupada, is you become a pure devotee. You understand? You become a pure devotee, and then when people see you, they go, wow. That's what attracted me to this movement, actually, you see. I met Vishnu Janaswamy, and I went, wow. If this person is like this, then how great the master must be. So you should be so pure and so potent in bhakti that somebody meets you immediately wants to accept Prabhupada as their spiritual master. Not Diksha Guru. I'm not talking about Rithikism, okay? I immediately want to dedicate themselves to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and they see you. They say, well, following Prabhupada made you like this, then I also must follow Prabhupada. How can we remove... No more questions after this. I don't want to hold people up from breakfast or whatever. This is the last one. How can we remain focused in being simply humble, menial servants of Guru, Krishna, and Vaishnavas? It's very simple. You have to always remember this wonderful instruction of Narottam Das Thakur. Anande Bolo Hadi Bhajavrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Anande Bolo Hadi. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. And what's the second item? Bhaja Vrindavan. Worship the holy Sri Vrindavan Dham. Every particle of dust is more valuable than all the treasury of Kuvera. You see. Worship the holy Vrindavan Dham. And Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Always absorb your heart in worshipping the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So if you will follow Narottam Das Thakur's instruction, Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Maja Iyaman, you will be properly situated in Krishna consciousness and you will taste unlimited nectar at every single minute. Why every minute? Every single nanosecond. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.